Session number 24198, Reel 14.
In relation to people like Saddam Hussein, for instance, when people talk of the reason that the Second World War came about was to stop Hitler and, and his aims on the world, how do you see then the Iraqi Saddam Hussein situation? Do you agree with getting in there before anything happened? What do you think?
Yes, it's a peculiar situation where the world gets on with one another, I suppose. Hitler, Mussolini, Duo, and so on. Finished, we thought, we don't want any more of them, but the way things are going now, it looks as though those other countries have still got the same type of blokes getting trained for something.
People talk of the Americans not wanting another Pearl Harbor to ever happen again.
Yeah, of course, I suppose they were caught napping at Pearl Harbor. From what we heard,
would you say that you would agree with their policy?
Yes, I I think we have to have some nation that's strong, a democratic sort of a nation, to more or less keep the others in line. Too much dictatorship and people in their own country being taught that they're the only ones kind of thing that know what they're doing, and everyone else is kaput.
Looking back at your experience, to what degree do you see it as an education, do you think?
No, I've often thought if the same thing was period was on again, if I went back to those times, I wouldn't have done anything different to what I did do. I mean, any country, if it's worth fighting for, well, we just have to fight for it.
What benefits do you see you got out of the war? Any?
None whatsoever.
Do you think it changed you, made you able to cope with difficult times in life, or gave you a strength to sort of soldier on in times of difficulty?
No, wouldn't say that.
Did it help, did it give you any indication or insight into the sort of power of the human spirit? What the human body can put up with?
No.
I get the impression that a lot of people want to just forget about the war and then carry on. Is this something that you tried to adopt?
That's in a way is quicker you could forget about it and get over it, the better off you'd be.
Well, in what sort of role did mates play in helping you to do that?
Who?
Mates that you may have made in wartime, how did they assist you, do you think?
Well, mates, no, I don't think so. It's,
people talk of them being often the only ones that really understood. You only really talk to them.
Well, you did look at it that way, that even if you didn't talk to them about it, you knew that by just mentioning it, that they would understand how you felt and things like that, having gone through it themselves.
Are you in touch with many chaps from your wartime days, even now?
No. Last one that I had much time with was the one in that photo with Phil Lockman when we were on leave in Tel Aviv, Jack Hawks. Well, it's only last year that he died. But he was a good mate of mine. I know I can bring Phil up any time I like and have a yarn with him. I give the government its due. They've looked after the ex-prisoner of war and that remarkably well, in my opinion.
You mentioned to me that you would go to the back to Cairo occasions for the second 28th. What are those times like when you get in amongst your old mates, amongst those people that experienced the war with you?
Well, without their name tags on the coat lapel, you wouldn't know them because you haven't met with them over the years since the war. Keith Potter, you mentioned him a few times, you've met him. He was in 10th Platoon, and yet I saw him up there one Sunday at the social dinner, and I sat talking to him. I knew he was in the rats of Tobruk, and I didn't even know his name till I read it. Never even looked like him as I remember him. So many years have gone through it that people have changed.
How do those occasions help you to go back to the old days?
I've struck them very good. You can meet a bloke and have a yarn with him about the war days, and seems to brighten you up, and I don't go in for much now. I'm too far away for him. Out of most of the action is in Perth.
I get the impression, even though you had a fairly rough trot, particularly after your POW days, that there are still fond memories associated with your time as a soldier, 60
odd
years ago.
Yeah. Yes, I'd I'd like to go. I don't even march on Anzac parades. I can't walk much now. But anything with the 2nd 28th Battalion, it just lives in my memory that it was, well, everyone got their own battalion. I think the 2nd 28th was the best of them all. A lot wouldn't believe that, but we done our best.
What you've now done 7 hours of an interview with me. What would you hope that someone listening to this tape in the future might get from hearing your story?
Well, I'd hope that they would understand how people feel in a war. And your main thing is to have good mates, which is half the battle straight away, with good mates in a platoon of, say, 35 men. Everyone knows everyone else, and get on well together, that's half the battle. But you have to have mates, you can't have enemies in your own battalion. Oh no, I enjoyed my fighting days with the battalion. Didn't pan out how I thought it would be. But
got home.
I got home, yeah. A lot of prisoners of war, never got home, poor buggers. I suppose I could have been physically fit when I was in the army, most likely. I was, but I've turned 90 now, a bloody long while, so I just don't talk about it.
Would you like to finish it there? Would you like to finish the recording there?
Yes.
Thank you very much for all your help, Jim. Nice to meet you.